What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, we
due
back.
To popular demand of our episode Tokyo Partners.
Yep, yep.
About the harrowing tale of the Chinese business partners tossing a donkey into a tiger enclosure.
What have our allies to the east been up to?
We found out. Here's some interesting news titles I found about Asia. How about this? How about this headline? Crabs strut their stuff at annual fashion show that took place in China. Man marries robot after giving up on dating scene.
All right, that sounds actually pretty. Sounds pretty good.
What
were they actually like? The animals, like the crabs, or did they
crabs.
Call like Filipinos crabs over there?
Oh,
dude?
That'd
like
be a fucking sick. No,
Chinese hate Filipinos.
There's an image of a crab that's painted.
A very ornate crab.
Oh, very nice. It goes sideways. That is
a scuttle. A very good scuttle.
Dude, Asia's lit right now, dude.
Rabbit Cafe hops into Hong Kong spotlight.
Do they only fucking have news about animals?
Pretty much. Well, that's how their fucking calendar is.
It's just animals.
They love animals over there.
That's true.
KFC unveils edible nail polish. KFC is big over there.
They have, like, chicken nail polish flavor?
I guess. All right, here we go. North Korea, dude. North Korea is fired up.
They're the stars
what
of the show
think?
Right
they're
now,
the
dude.
Stars of the Asian world
damn.
Right now.
I mean, dude, I want to see what they got.
They said they're gonna target Guam.
That's their...
Well, we have some pretty... That's like our very... That's a very strategic air base.
They're going to shoot their Acme missiles.
They're going to try to fucking hit, like, a very strong U.S. air base. They're basically, like, trying to Pearl Harbor us, except they're Babe Ruth and they're Pearl Harbor.
They're calling
their shot. And it's like, all right, well, now you can't.
Yeah. It's like,
now just fuck you up, dude.
We just set in a bunch of satellites to, like, look over
it. Basically what's going to happen is, you ever see, like, there's a YouTube video that captures it perfectly. There's a video of this little brother, they're playing ping pong with an older brother. And he throws his fucking racket, and it hits the older brother, and then the little brother just screams, horrified,
dude.
And falls on the ground and just takes the beating. That's what would happen. If they threw a missile at Guam, their next move is to just curl up into a ball.
They're going to get fucked.
That would be, dude, Trump bringing the fucking fire and fury to
that
them.
Is so funny, dude. What did he say, fire and brimstone?
No, he said fury.
Fire
he didn't
and
say
fury?
Brimstone. He should have.
Well,
that's
dude,
the classic line.
They're talking about, like, fucking unleashing 1,000 wolves on us. And it's like, they're probably talking about wolf pack bottle rockets, dude. They're like,
it could have burned the hand of our enemy.
They probably light all their, they probably have classic bombs, like in the airplane thing, where you light it from a fuse and fucking throw it. They have catapults.
Dude.
Hold on, dude.
They're going to get fucking laid the fuck out.
Come to find out, they just have three dragons. We're like, Kim Jong-un rides a dragon over. It's just like...
That'd be fucking tight, dude. And then we just shot it down immediately.
Dude, North Korea's Targaryens.
Are they?
Probably, dude. They got drags.
No, there's not a character.
They're
going to
dig up all their dragon glass and fucking... We're White Walkers, dude.
We are the White Walkers.
We're the undead, dude. They're going to come get us.
Dude, North Korea is the best.
I'm a fan.
I have nothing but support for them.
I like what they're doing, man.
I think it's sick.
Just like, nah, you don't need the internet or anything. Just know that we're the best. And it's like, yeah, we're starving. It's like, oh, that's America's fault. Anyway, we're the best.
Anyway, I just got 18 holes in one. I just went golfing. It's like, oh, Kim Jong, we are very hungry. He's like, well, I just hit 5 hole in ones in a row, so.
Does he lie about his golf score?
Yeah. Well, no, that was Kim Jong-un. Or Il.
He
Kim Jong-il.
The dad.
Yeah. Kim Jong-il apparently shot like a 45 once. On like a real golf course.
Dude, think about how sick that is, though.
Yeah.
That's
hilarious.
That's worth the starvation in the war. To be able to be in charge of everyone, make up. Imagine if I could write the news and if you questioned it, dead.
Yeah.
You're dead.
How sick is it that he didn't give himself a hole in one on a couple holes? He was just like, all right, I'll fucking. I got a 2 on this one.
He probably had someone at the other end catching the ball and like, throw it
real quick.
Oh, another hole-in-one. He's like...
Very good. Fear is a
reader. He probably had like 6 months of parades for his hole-in-one.
He's the best. He had sick fucking parades.
Dude, how
good
about
parades.
His fucking... The young one. Kim Jong-un's young one.
Un's the young one.
Just getting into power and shooting his uncle.
Oh, that's
first
the best story.
First move, dude.
There's a... For the listener out there, early in his dictatorship, he killed one of his highest generals that happened to be his uncle. And the way he killed him was... like an extremely heavy caliber machine gun, basically an anti-aircraft gun, off the back of a truck and pointed backwards and downwards. He just obliterated him with a gun.
Why?
Just exploded. There was nothing left of him.
Dude, I'm telling you, you probably fucking teased him 1 year.
Yeah, you were saying that. That's probably what happened.
Dude, that must have been sick when he was a little boy doing like the I Just Can't Wait to Be King song.
Oh, my God.
No one's saying, look here. No one's saying, stop that. I can shoot my uncle.
Oh, that is, dude, he was young Simba. Oh, very Simba. Oh, very, very Simba. Number one, Chicago Bulls. Dennis Rodman, number one player, all of America. Very good.
His uncle's like, dude, the Bulls fucking suck.
That was it.
He's like, oh, dude, yeah, his uncle, Dennis Rodman, the number one basketball
star. His uncle was like, Karl Malone mailman, number one. Stockton to Carmelo, very potent offense. And young fucking Kim was sitting there just like, one day I will show you.
That'd be funny if he just all the time has off-screen narration in his head. And, like, and that was when I decided to shoot my uncle. A very big goal. It is a big goal.
And 97 NBA finals. You tall Jays.
That's so funny. They probably streamed the NBA from like 1997. And they're like, yeah. Oh, who is your favorite player? I like the Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, very fine scheme.
Dude, that propaganda of this them, it's just they probably watch basketball and it's just the Bulls winning the championship over over the same year.
That's it. They've probably gotten to the point where like Bulls are actually North Koreans. They are only non-Americans in entire basketball championship. Yes, dude. Asians are the fucking shit. Asians are just fucking unreal.
It's so funny to think about all their quarrels coming from like old school basketball talk, being like, "Oh, the man."
Yeah, dude. Well, that's what they had they had one Sega Genesis and they had NBA Jam, dude.
He's heating up.
Oh, very hot in there. He's on fire.
Dude, Kim's got it. Kim's got the nonstop turbo button.
For sure. That's Butterly, you gotta do it, dude.
It'll come.
All right, so yeah, dude. Butterly has a sick fucking samurai impersonation. I know we should have gone into this a little gentler.
Yeah, dude.
Break him the fuck off.
This
dude.
Is organic, my guy.
These are the last sick Asian impressions from white guys you guys will hear in your lifetime. This is where it ends. We just gotta do it in our cars.
Damn.
By ourselves. Oh, the shit about that. It's hilarious every time.
Yeah, it doesn't get old.
No.
That yo, how about that fucking last episode where Matt sang the fucking Simba song?
Oh, yeah.
That was probably my favorite moment so far.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm not kidding, I laughed myself into a migraine listening to you sing I can't wait to be king as Kim Jong-un.
What are the lyrics?
Yeah, no, you don't. Shut up, dude. Yeah, all right.
I'll think.
That's your fucking 8 Mile song in the mirrors. Fucking,
yeah, I was on the bus all day.
Nobody can tell me what.
No one's saying stop that. Oh, no one's saying I see here. We have the Acme Rockets. Their arsenal's fucking shitty, right? They definitely have those fucking bombs with the like Bomberman bombs. They just kick their bombs down the fucking straight fucking plane. Oh, the good kick. Oh, you kick it back. Oh, fuck it. All right, I'll stop doing that. Sorry. God, that's so fun.
Yeah.
It's funny seeing who's pissed at that. Get the fuck out, dude. Get the fucking walking.
Yeah, this is just a test to make sure you didn't come here to see fucking gay-ass John Lovitz.
Yeah, dude.
You probably would have left by now.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. You're an hour late for the fat pussy show. That shit's over, my guys.